Blanc.
Is Jacques Blanc.
Jacques Blanc. This is James McElhinney speaking with Jack Flam, also known in France as Jacques Flam, on Thursday, June the 1st, 2017. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Well, normally when I start one of these oral history interviews, I ask a leading question like, what's the first time you're in the presence of a work of art or something like that? When's the first time you were mindful of being in the presence of a work of art? But I think today I'll ask you, what are you working on now?
Right now, I just finished writing an essay about Matisse. And I'm kind of between projects. In recent years, I've been the president of the Daedalus Foundation. And so a lot of what I'm working on right now is running the Daedalus Foundation, which tends to be very, very time consuming. And we have a lot of educational programs that we've developed, especially in the last few years. So that's been a real preoccupation of mine. I have a couple of book projects that I'm kind of playing around with in the back of my mind, taking notes for, that I want to go ahead with. For several years, I've wanted to write a book on the larger 19th century, which is tentatively titled From Courbet to Cubism. And so that's one of the things I want to get back to now. So I think that it'd be fair to say that I'm kind of between projects. We just finished a big book about Motherwell I did with two of my colleagues here last year. And actually, it's a year and a half ago now. And then recently, my wife and I bought a house in the country in Dutchess County.
Oh, good.
And I set up a studio in the above the garage. There's a fairly large attic space. And I had it converted into a studio. And so for the first time in many years, I've been doing some painting and a fair amount of drawing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I started out studying both art history and painting at the same time. And in fact, when I first started teaching, I taught drawing, I taught printmaking. And I was pretty seriously painting for several years. And then I sort of stopped painting. I've always drawn, and at times very intensely. When I was working on my Matisse the Man and His Art book in the early 1980s, for example, I was spending the summers in Connecticut, in the country. And while I was working on the book, I did a great deal of landscape drawing, which I found was very useful for me writing the book about when Matisse was doing a lot of landscape painting.
Where were you living in Connecticut?
We were actually staying at Motherwell's house in Connecticut.
Which was?
In Greenwich.
In Greenwich?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Motherwell and I met in 1970, I think it was the beginning of 79. We had a lot of mutual interests. Looking back at it, I think that one of the reasons he wanted to meet me is he was ready to pass the documents of 20th century on to someone. And he liked my Matisse on Art book a great deal. But in fact, our meeting was set up by Clifford Ross, who's an artist who is Helen Frankenthaler's nephew. So
I knew him. He was at Yale.
Exactly.
As an undergraduate, the same time I was there, or the first year I was there, along with George Negroponte and Frank Moore were in his class. And we were all at Skowhegan together in 73. So, and actually, I just saw a big installation of Cliff's up at
Mass MoCA.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I wrote an essay for one of the books.
I think I saw
accompanied
that. So, it's nice to see he's.
Yeah, Clifford had said, I'd always had a great deal of admiration for Motherwell.
Mm-hmm.
And Clifford said, I think Bob would really enjoy meeting you. And I said, well, I'd love to meet him, but I really hesitated to make the call. It's not something I do easily. And so Clifford kind of arranged for me to go and see Bob, and we hit it off right away, and we became quite good friends. And actually, just a few months after we got to know each other, he asked me if I would